Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pretty consistently, I have said, tell me exactly what you think Donald Trump has done to warrant impeachment. What laws has he broken? And one of the other questions we've got to ask is, what does the Constitution, our governing document, actually say and require for impeachment? Neil Devins is a professor of law and government, the director of the Institute of Bill of Rights Law at William & Mary, and he joins us this morning. So what do you say? What does the Constitution actually say about impeachment and the threshold that has to be met to remove the president?
The Constitution says next to nothing. It speaks of high crimes or misdemeanors, but it doesn't tell us what that means. It doesn't necessarily mean it must be a crime that a prosecutor could convict someone of. It's a political crime. It's a political decision. So it's essentially a decision left to the Congress to figure out on its own.
And does the Congress have the modern Congress, the Congress of 2019-2020, does it have some sort of obligation to examine the mindset of previous Congresses? Or do you think they get to say, this is our feeling right now, and we're going to act upon it at the moment, even if it's an emotional reaction? We just don't like the demeanor of this person.
Well, as a legal matter, the latter. It's for them to say what's on our mind at the moment. In terms of what history will judge the modern Congress on, the historians may look to whether the modern Congress followed precedent, followed past practices. But in terms of what the law requires, it's what's on their mind at the moment.
Is it a simple majority in the House of Representatives needed to pass articles of impeachment?
That's correct.
Okay. And then two-thirds of the Senate, which is, what, 67, to remove, if assuming the articles of impeachment are passed by the House, sent to the
Senate, exactly.
67 senators have to vote to remove the president.
Right. And that, of course, explains why Speaker Pelosi had been so reticent to go forward, knowing that it was going to be very hard to get the Senate to act, even if the House was willing to act.
We had a few people on last week who were saying they hoped that Mitch McConnell, as the majority leader of the Senate, would stonewall any articles of impeachment that came to the Senate. And then it sounded to me like Mitch McConnell was saying he would be forced to take up the articles, but they could dispatch with it quickly. What do you think that means?
Well, there's no obligation to hold a trial at any particular date. So stonewalling is a possibility, but technically the Constitution does require the Senate to have a trial. But on the other hand, there's no mechanism of enforcing that. No court of law would order a trial or order a trial being pursued at a certain time in a certain way. That's up to the Senate.
So in theory, you could seat a trial, start it, and then is someone able to move almost like they would with the passage of legislation for a vote?
The Constitution does require that there is a trial, and I think as a result of that, the Senator McConnell would have something that he would call a trial. What that trial would look like is anyone's guess.
Yeah.
There's no obligation that the trial take any particular form, occur at any particular time. So again, it's a political judgment, and I think Senator McConnell would fear not holding some type of a trial because there would be political repercussions for that, but there'd be no legal obligation to do it in any particular way at any particular time.
And am I correct that the Chief Justice presides over that trial? Would he run it? Does John Roberts show up with an idea of how to do
this? I think the Senate would come up with the rules. The Senate would largely set up the trial itself, and the Chief Justice is more a ceremonial figure. That's what occurred with the trial of Bill Clinton, where Chief Justice Rehnquist was the presiding official. But the Chief Justice would play a very minimal role in all of this. It would really be up to the Senate to set up what the trial looked like.
It's interesting you bring up Bill Clinton. I mean, that is a long time in the past. I still remember covering it day after day after day as it unfolded. Is there anything or any lessons from, I'm looking back at Andrew Johnson, the Bill Clinton trial. I guess they were working on the potential for a Nixon trial when he resigned. Is there any lessons in that for us today?
Well, there are obviously political lessons in the Bill Clinton trial. The trial itself wound up helping Bill Clinton because people thought it was unnecessary and partisan, and the vote itself was partisan. So I think the lessons are political lessons more than legal lessons.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to this idea that President Trump solicited foreign campaign aid, I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at it. He was either trying to get information on corruption and our 2016 elections, which is what people have hammered him for not doing for 3 years, supposedly, or you look at it the other way and say it's soliciting foreign campaign aid. Is there any legal citation that we should be keeping in mind as we try to evaluate these accusations?
Well, again, the Senate can do as the Senate sees fit, and people can reach whatever judgments they want, and they can be judgments grounded in partisan politics, or they can be grounded in sort of an objective search for the truth. And then, of course, the American people will observe this, but the American people are quite divided as well. And it's unclear whether this will do anything more than reinforce pre-existing ideological positions.
Yeah. Throughout the last week, I've used the phrase that this is not just a rebuke. This isn't a slap on the wrist to talk about impeaching the president of the United States, whoever it is, Republican, Democrat, like him, don't like him, popular, unpopular. This is more akin to the political death penalty. Would you agree with me that this is pretty serious? It's not just a show trial.
Yes, I think the fact that Speaker Pelosi decided to go forward in part is a reflection of her view that the case can be made to the American people that what the president did was wrong in a way that will be helpful to the Democratic Party. So it's purely a political judgment at that level, but it's a political judgment informed by a belief that the facts are such that the president will be damaged by this.
Yeah, and if it happens, I don't want to ask you to be a crystal ball reader, but don't you think it really poisons the well for generations to come?
Well, it's unclear whether it will poison the well for generations to come. I hate to say it. I think the well has been poisoned already.
No, that may be true. Yeah. Neil Devins is a professor of law and government, the director of the Institute of Bill of Rights Law at the College of William and Mary. I always appreciate it. Thanks, Neil.
You bet.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.